It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Coast, Salt Nick says, Bill, what do you make of that Bama-Wisconsin game coming up? He said, I'm thinking about going. Kind of historic. They've only played twice, Bill. Any experience at a Wisconsin game? Nick, I believe, is from Ohio, and he's a Buckeye fan living down there on the Emerald Coast, but says, Bill, I think I'd like to go to that Bama-Wisconsin game. It's at Camp Randall in mid-September. I have not been to Camp Randall. I could not tell you now. Everything you see and everything you hear about is just a wonderful college football atmosphere. But I don't know enough about it otherwise. Meaning I haven't been there. I couldn't give you the geography. I'm a huge fan of Luke Fickell. And I'm a huge fan of his style and his toughness and just everything about his teaching, his coaching, his leadership. I'm a big fan. That's an early season game, and if I'm going to get Alabama, play them, I want to play them early when they're still transitioning, just the new staff and new players, etc. There's still a bunch of talent at Alabama. Alabama's going to have more dudes, that's easy, than Wisconsin. Alabama should win that game. But you're talking about a very well-coached football team and a very physical team with Luke Fickell. And they will pass the ball. They're not purely necessarily the way they've been historically, but they're still foundationally built on 20 feet thick of concrete. It's the foundation. But Alabama would be a very solid favorite wherever they played that game. This one is Camp Randall. And I think Alabama is absolutely a playoff team. And might be an even bigger threat than just being in the playoffs. I think there's that much upside. We got to get them out there and we got to play and got to see how they get better week to week. Kevin Hagan, by the way, Pat, we're taping this morning around 11 o'clock. Kevin off the last couple of weeks. Last week we were traveling, then he was out the week before that, but Kevin will be back. I'll ask him about that game. Might as well. We'll touch on a bunch of things, but I'll ask him about that. That is interesting, Nick, and I wasn't even really thinking about it in the moment. But, yeah, that's a fun early season ball game, couple of weeks into the season. And, again, I'd be absolutely shocked if Alabama is some kind of disappointment this year. Now, what would disappointing be? If they went 9-3, that'd be a really bad year. You may get in the playoffs at 9-3. I mean, but But, yeah, that would be by their standards. And, again, you can't hold anybody up to Nick. But I'd be shocked if they're not a threat inside the playoff bracket. I'd be shocked. Oh, Georgia Dog said, this is Joe. I know Joe. I've known Joe for years. Billy, this is Joe Coward, Jacksonville Sports Radio in Florida State and Sankey. Not my take, but very interesting. Let me, Patton, I'm going to send this to you. Yeah, let me send this to Patton. I have not heard this yet, but I know Joe. Joe's been at that radio station for many, many years. Why is this not clicking? There you go. There you go. All right, hey, Patton, I just sent you an audio clip. Take a look at it, and I don't think you're going to need to edit anything. But, yeah, I've known Joe Cowart for a long time, and Joe's been a pretty good friend. I have not talked to him in a few years, but Joe's a good dude. I've known Joe since probably the early 90s. And I think they're all at that same radio station, right? Him and Frank Frangie and everybody. I believe they're most of those guys are still there. Brady Ackerman used to be there, but Brady is now coaching. I think Brady's got a high school team there in Florida that he's coaching. Now, I have not talked to Brady in a while either, but that'd be interesting from my guy Joe Cowart to see what he said regarding Florida State and the future there. Patton, let me know when you have that clip ready. And we'll be ready to fire it off. Jordan up in West Lafayette said, Bill, tell Nick I've been to Camp Randall for the Purdue-Wisconsin games. Have him message me on Twitter, @_JordanJones19. @_JordanJones19. He could probably give you a Well, he could. He could give you a better experience. I've not been to Camp Randall. If he's been there once, it's more than I've been there. All right, you are going to give us a clip, an audio clip here, and Patton, you've got it. Go ahead. Hit it.
There's reasons that the SEC doesn't need them, that the Big Ten, while they might have interest because of a Florida connection, still has a lot of schools that just say, we don't need anybody else, we don't want to divide anybody else on a piece of the money. Like, there's nobody who seems to be saying, FSU, we want you right now. Where do they think this ends if they even can, you know, whether it's the lawsuit they win or whether it's that they just get a settlement and they can leave, where do they think they're going?
I think they hope that they could land in the Big Ten or the SEC. They dread the idea of the Big 12 folks looking at them and going, hey, we're the only one left. You want to come our way? And for all the reasons that Seminole fans are aware of, Florida doesn't want them in the SEC. The Big 12 got UCF and would love to have another in the footprint in the Sunshine State, so they would welcome them. The Big 10 doesn't look at Tallahassee as an attractive television market. By no means is that the case. And so I think Seminole fan would like to see them go toe-to-toe with Florida, with Georgia, with all their rivals. Maybe an FSU Clemson comes to the SEC. But you know this, Heath, the Greg Sankeys of the world, they're looking around like, look, we're not adding, okay? We have enough big pieces. We have a lot of money. We're divvying it up between 16 schools. We're not in a panic mode. We're not interested in going out and harvesting new candidates to join our league. The Big Ten, you probably could say the exact same thing because of the four from the Pac-12 that they got. And so, yeah, you'd like to, if you're those outside conferences, you'd like to attract a Florida property. But I don't think anyone is jumping over to get to Florida State.
That's Joe Cowart, and I appreciate Georgia Dog. I had not heard that. I had not heard that. I'm trying to process that. I think he's likely, generally speaking, accurate. But I do think you have to be careful with now and then futuristically. I think if Sankey were to say, we're not interested, we're happy, exactly where we're at, I think he's speaking factually. I don't think he's fibbing or not letting you see his cards in the moment. But we're not at a come-to-Jesus moment yet. Now, again, the SEC, like he said, doesn't have to do a bleeping thing. They don't have to. You've got the best league in America. You're happy with that. You're very happy with that. But what if the B1G, Tony Petitti, decides we want to plant a metaphorical flag in Tallahassee? Do you want that to happen? Now they've got real estate in the Sunshine State. I don't know. But does that change the complexion? Now, here's another item we need to remember. The Big Ten and the SEC are in a collaboration about the future, about money being divvied up. Got together when it was the playoff discussions and said, no, no, no. We're not sharing equally anymore like they are right now and have been with the rest of the country. That's changing with the next deal that's up in 2 years. The next deal, we're going to get 58% between the two of us, 29 apiece. Of the $1.3 billion a year of just the playoff money. So they are together. This is not a fake agreement like they tried to parade in front of us a few years ago with the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12, which turned out to be a laughingstock. This is real. What I would like to know is, what are the conversations? If you're in a collaboration, they are. And you're having these discussions about the money and the power, they are. You have to be talking about, okay, what is your feeling about expansion? Let's look at this together. You know, we're individuals too, but let's how do you feel about this or that? That's what I'd like to know. Or would they agree, look, let's just sit pat for a while? This would be like the two biggest mafia families getting together, joining forces. And so far, everything's been on the up and up. So I think Joe speaks factually for the most part about the current state of affairs. I don't know if that's the predictor of the future, though. That's where you better keep your head on a swivel. J.C. Sherbert, when we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are still out here with a couple of accidents. We just got storm damage all over Middle Tennessee from all the storms that have been going through the Middle Tennessee area for the last, 12, 14 hours. Traffic's picked up even more out here with some volume as it slows down, actually, over here on 40 westbound. As you come past Spence Lane, still got a lot of traffic coming through Hermitage, Donaldson, in from Wilson County. 24 remains heavy westbound up through the Antioch area, in from Murfreesboro, and still a bit heavy on 65 southbound, right when you come off that ramp from Vietnam Vets, trying to get down through there on past Briley Parkway in Madison. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check it out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Jesse Sherbert in Chicago. How many South Carolina kids live in Chicago? I'd like to, somebody give me the data on that. JC, how you doing, man?
Hey, good to be with you today, Bill.
I got I've got an audio clip for you about future expansion, and I want your analysis. I want your critique or agreement on this. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, play it, Patton.
There's reasons that the SEC doesn't need them, that the Big Ten, while they might have interest because of a Florida connection, still has a lot of schools that just say, we don't need anybody else, we don't want to divide anybody else with a piece of the money. Like, there's nobody who seems to be saying, FSU, we want you right now. Where do they think this ends, if they even can, you know, whether it's the lawsuit they win or whether it's that they just get a settlement and they can leave, where do they think they're going?
I think they hope that they could land in the Big Ten or the SEC. They dread the idea of the Big 12 folks looking at them and going, hey, we're the only one left. You want to come our way? And for all the reasons that Seminole fans are aware of, Florida doesn't want them in the SEC. The Big 12 got UCF and would love to have another in the footprint in the Sunshine State, so they would welcome them. The Big 10 doesn't look at Tallahassee as an attractive television market. By no means is that the case. And so I think Seminole fan would like to see them go toe-to-toe with Florida, with Georgia, with all their rivals. Maybe an FSU Clemson comes to the SEC. But you know this, Heath, the Greg Sankeys of the world, they're looking around like, look, we're not adding, okay? We have enough big pieces. We have a lot of money. We're divvying it up between 16 schools. We're not in a panic mode. We're not interested in going out and harvesting new candidates to join our league. The Big Ten, you probably could say the exact same thing because of the four from the Pac-12 that they got. And so, yeah, you'd like to, if you're those outside conferences, you'd like to attract a Florida property. But I don't think anyone is jumping over to get to Florida State.
JC, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I've heard similar things, but I also know this. I know expansion, sometimes the conference level, it comes about because of opportunity. And you can always – there's always a deal to be made, Bill, I think, when
right. Right.
Especially with a brand like a Florida State, you know, I don't know that Tallahassee television market's a big deal. I don't know that Florida State's academic reputation is a big deal. I think that their brand has been one of the strongest since the 1980s. They can recruit nationally. Obviously, they're a very attractive program. Everybody knows the Tomahawk Chop, right? So I think there's a lot of value there that maybe the person being interviewed skips over. That said, I think there's truth to it that the conferences aren't necessarily knocking down the door for Florida State and Clemson right now. I think that the position is this. All right, let's see what happens. You know, if you guys solve your issues on your end, we're willing to sit down and talk. And I'm just not sure that, you know, FSU and Clemson would go through all this trouble if they didn't have some assurances there would be a landing spot, even if that is going and, you know, joining up with a massive Big 12, which would be really weird and awkward. Yeah. You know, you'd almost have to split that thing into two leagues and making a little more money that way. But I think that, you know, just like with Oregon and Washington, remember last year the talk was, well, we don't know if they're going to take Oregon and Washington. We don't know. We don't. And then all of a sudden, boy, they said, all right, we're ready to go. We're leaving the Pac-12, and it was a unanimous vote to let them in, albeit at a lower rev share to start with. So I think there's always a deal to be made. I think Florida State and Clemson both fit in the SEC, and I think for a lot of reasons they're intrigued by the Big Ten. Namely money, namely that they can maintain their non-SEC identity, which has worked for both of those schools. Don't know how they're going to feel about going to Minneapolis on an outdoor stadium in November, but I think that's attractive to them as well. And then I think with the Big Ten and SEC too, the big prizes for them, from what I've been told by just about everybody not affiliated with Clemson or FSU, the two big prizes are North Carolina and Virginia. You know, those are two schools, flagship schools in gigantic states. They're both public Ivy schools, so they kind of fit with what the presidents have in their somewhat delusional minds. North Carolina is one of the best athletic departments in the country, a recognizable brand, obviously, because of Michael Jordan and everything else. Virginia's the flagship school. Virginia Tech's a bigger school, but, you know, I think UVA would be the pick there. And so that's going to be kind of the next battleground, I think, between the Big Ten and SEC is what happens with those Mid-Atlantic schools, just because that's such a big population center. And they're in the South. So, you know, you kind of, if you're the SEC, I think it kind of makes a lot more sense to you than, you know, some other potential schools out there.
So then you would have Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, that part of the Eastern Seaboard.
Yes, if you're the Big Ten. And then what would the SEC do? Would the SEC add a Virginia Tech and NC State to compete in those areas? Would they go west and add a Kansas? I mean, there's a lot of, would they stand pat? I don't know. I would think for the longest time, the opinion was, because Virginia went down the road with the Big Ten quite a bit last time they expanded when they took Maryland. I'm not so sure after a conversation I had last year in Charlotte that North Carolina isn't like as open to joining the SEC as they ever have been. I just believe that based on some things I've heard, some tea leaves, the fact that Greg Sankey is a very good mover and shaker behind the scenes. Let's face it, Bill, North Carolina's the big prize. I mean, they're the Tar Heels. It's a great brand. Everybody knows it. You know, you talk about TV, all that good stuff. I think Sankey and the SEC have coveted them for a long time. They were just the big dogs in the ACC running their own league, and which I think is ironic now that they'll probably leave. But that's where I would look for all this. I think it's kind of smart for other schools to let Clemson and Florida State go make some noise and all that. But I think that the battleground, you know, when it all implodes on the ACC is going to be right there in the Mid-Atlantic.
You bring up an interesting point. John Swofford leading that league for that period of time, North Carolina guy. So the theory had always been that it's a North Carolina league. For example, Hoover is in Birmingham. It's kind of their Brentwood, right? And that's where the SEC office has always been. So Alabama, not only do they have the biggest football brand on the planet Earth, but it just right down the road from the commissioner's office, obviously they're in for Alabama. And there's always been that theory about the ACC when Swofford had it with North Carolina. And so you said that's kind of ironic if they leave.
Well, actually, if you look at the history of the ACC, it was created by the four Tobacco Road schools to be their little conference. I mean,
yeah.
Even today, with as spread out as that league has all of a sudden become, you know, they're signing deals with the North Carolina state government to have their championships in Charlotte and Greensboro from now until the end of time. You know, Maryland, when they left from the official Maryland Athletic account, said one of the first tweets was, "No more Carolina bias." and University of South Carolina has some history there, too, back in the 70s when they left the league, and they were going to leave with Clemson as well. With North Carolina and Duke kind of bullying everybody. And then if you kind of go back and look at some of the votes on expansion, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, the Alabama thing usually is kind of a little conspiratorial in my opinion.
Correct.
But North Carolina, you know, they've kind of had their way in that league for a long, long time. But I bet if you're them too, just like everybody else, you look around, it's unrecognizable. And you're like, who are all these guys? You know, and well, we may as well just go, you know, like Texas, you know. Yeah, I think the Texas situation is very similar to the North Carolina situation, more so than maybe Alabama. You know, if Texas was finally like, yeah, well, we've had it our way for a long time, but if we want to survive, you know, we better get with the big boys.
Because when the vote came down to expand with Cal and Stanford, et cetera, there were four holdouts: Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina, North Carolina State. They needed one of them to cave. NC State caved.
Yeah. And that shocked me because that, very rarely do you see North Carolina on the three side of a vote like that in that
Correct.
League. I mean, it's really – I mean, I can't remember them and Duke ever splitting their votes up, ever, you know, through all this. So I follow the ACC pretty closely because – you know, with Clemson in that league growing up in South Carolina, you heard a lot about it, especially in basketball, but the politics in that league are very fascinating. It's a dysfunctional, misran mess most of the time, and that's why they're at the point that they are.
Ken in Middle Georgia asked JC, does he agree if any conference comes calling to Florida State, Clemson, or other ACC schools before they have formally left the league, those conferences could get sued in court?
Oh, yeah. And that's why they're not doing it. I mean, if they've had any kind of preliminary discussion, that's one thing. You know, you can always talk about what ifs, but that's why, you know, the official word – and that's why I'm saying, you know, no offense to the guy that the clip he played, but that's why – you know, you look at the word out of the Big Ten was, oh, no, we're going to no Oregon and Washington. We're done. We're good. We're done until they weren't. Right?
Right.
I mean, the Big Ten formed an alliance with the Pac-12 and the ACC while they were very likely negotiating with Southern Cal and UCLA behind their back. I mean, that's, you know, it is until it isn't in this sport and in this business these days.
No, you can't. You've got to take that stance, and that's why I'm always careful when I hear a commissioner said this or that. I mean, those are patented statements. They can't tell you what deep down they're thinking for many, many reasons. And that's why it's tough to tell. I do believe that currently the ACC, the SEC probably isn't all excited about expansion, but that doesn't mean they won't.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I think with television specifically, because of the way the Big Ten put together their deal with all those networks and all that exposure on linear television, and then you do have the giants, ESPN and Disney, behind the SEC. I think there is kind of a feeling that, you know, because the Big Ten did come out with more revenue, you know, you're probably sitting there thinking, well, what's the next move? You know, can we not wait and see how this works before we go change something again? And then all the focus on the playoff and NIL and then the portal and, you know, and then the fact that the Big Ten and SEC are working together, collaborating on some things, you know, that may be this may be a moot point. You know, here in, you know, 3 or 4 years, because it may be one big super league, like, you know, people think, and, you know, it may not even matter if you're Big Ten or SEC. It's just, are you a top 64 program or whatever?
Kirkland down in Middle Georgia asked JC, will Spencer Rattler be the backup quarterback at the Saints?
I think so, because the kid, these are NFL players, JC. the dude they have backing up, a guy from BYU, I think, isn't he kind of a role player for them?
Hybrid receiver.
And then I think they have another guy that I thought Spencer could beat out, and then Carr. But yeah, I think that's plausible. I think that's definitely something that could happen. And I'm actually kind of halfway expecting it. I think Spencer's ready to go to the NFL and play well. And I think the adversity he faced in South Carolina was good for him, and he's going to walk right in there and have a good preseason and make some noise.
Time in Myrtle Beach, who's a big Buckeye fan, tell JC Ohio State fans that live in South Carolina will gladly welcome Clemson to the Big Ten. 4.5-hour drive to Clemson is a lot better than his 10-hour drive to CBUS.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's and look, Clemson fancies itself as, you know, as a land grant. I mean, they are a land grant school. A lot of land-grant schools in the Big Ten. You know, the Clemson folks I've talked to said, well, you know, you think about it, with the exception of geography, we as an institution can fit into the Big Ten. I'm like, what are you talking about? You guys, you be driving up, you have to go get, like, orange highway jackets to put on when you go to some of these places. You don't understand how cold it is.
Right.
But institutionally, you know, they fancy themselves as a fit, at least. Excuse me, in that league. And certainly for all the people moving from this section of the country south, they'd love some Big Ten expansion down that way to, as Tom said, to not have the road trip that they have to make right now.
JC, I had another one for you. We don't have any time, but somebody posted a stat. 4 teams did not take anybody in the portal. Army, Air Force, Navy, Clemson.
There you go. They were a military school when they started.
We'll see you next week, man. There he is, Mr. J.C. Sherman. He's good, man. You know, the good, so versatile. So versatile. That's so much fun. All right, get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a lot of damage all across Middle Tennessee this morning from the storms that went through for the last 12, 14 hours. Still some traffic volume out here on 24 westbound. Coming up through the Antioch area in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Still on the scene of a couple of accidents. Second in Woodland Street that should be over to the site here in the next few minutes. Still some volume, but it looks good right now on 65 through Brentwood and Franklin. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on that new menu. Order online today. It's easy. Just log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
And now, SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development are proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. For maintenance-free enclosures, sunrooms, screen rooms, patios, and more, give Russ a call today and ask about their senior military and first responder discounts. 423-225-2414. 423-225-2414. Or visit sunspacesunrooms.com. That's SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. They're professionals who care.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field. Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow, the Braves head out for a huge division battle on the road in New York as they take on the New York Mets at Citi Field.
Pregame coverage begins at 5:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Axe and Strohs. On the lovely Emerald Coast. The lovely Texas Coast, I should say. Bill, I can't see the SEC going for Virginia. They are a zero for football, as well as I can't see Virginia wanting to go to the SEC due to academics. I always thought if the SEC went that way, it would be Virginia Tech as the move. Much better fit for the conference. I think if that's a direction they went in the future, that would have to be a TV market, Eastern Seaboard reach. Not sure I see the fit either. And again, is your TV partner ESPN going to shell out an additional $80 million to bring in Virginia? Now let's do the math. Let's do the math. Right now, Virginia is in a league where each team gets about $35 million a year from ESPN. That's their partner, the ACC and ESPN. So Virginia is getting around $35 million a year like the rest of the ACC. SEC is going to bring them in, and the same TV partner, ESPN, is going to double that for them to make them equal with the rest of the league in payout. I don't understand that math. That math makes no sense at all. They're not worth it now, but they're going to be. I don't think the ACC thinks they're worth the 35 they're getting right now. I would be willing to bet they don't. Virginia in the new look ACC is not going to be getting $35 million if they're still in that league a year. Yeah, the math doesn't quite work well there. I'm not sure I understand that. Topwater Assassin, tell whoever gave you the transfer portal stat to look up what schools lost the least in the transfer portal. Good point. Now, here, this would be funny. I can sit here, first of all, and I want to praise Dabo Swinney, what he's done at Clemson. Okay, remarkable. We can also update where we are today and say they've slipped. That's an easy assessment. Doesn't take a lot of intelligence to come up with that opinion. It would be funny, though, if he got them back to elite and never budged. That would be funny. That would shut any question up about how he ought to go about his idea of the business model for the football program at Clemson University. That shut everybody up. You couldn't come back and argue that. Yeah, you need to get in the portal there, Dabo. Come on with the times, buddy. But right now, that looks like a legit critique. Kirby Smart, before he started winning natties. Bill, how many natties he's got? I don't see it. Well, do you hear anybody saying that now? No. Nobody's saying that about Kirby Smart. Yeah, once you do it, it shuts everybody up. Now, the topic is a little bit different, for sure, but interesting. Time in Myrtle Beach, did you see this quote? It is from Sonny Dykes. TCU just 2 years ago had his team in the national championship game. Sonny Dykes has predicted a future split among P5 and G5 schools. Alabama and Louisiana Tech aren't playing the same sport. It's probably right. Yeah, it's probably right. I think that's a legit futuristic look at it. Survivability is an angle that we have not talked about a lot because we're always talking about the high-end stuff. But in this new world of paying players and cash flow, TV relationships, a pro sports type model, we haven't spent much time on the lack of survivability quotient. And we don't have enough time today, but at some point we'll get into that. You will see over the next couple of years the have-nots, and probably more of those than you think, dropping sports. Now, to what level and how deep will it get, and does it get to football? I think that's unclear, but that is a absolute response to where we're going. That is going to happen. That is absolutely going to happen. You can book it. We just don't know the level of the disparity is going to be yet. We just don't. Topwater Assassin, Clemson guy, he says, hey, Bill, I'd rather go independent than join the Big 12. I don't think that's happening. Meaning, I don't think you're heading to the Big 12. I don't think. There's little bits to this puzzle that we don't have the insight on yet. Maybe that's because there is no insight. The theory that Florida State and Clemson have to know where they're going, or at least feels good about it, makes sense. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a lot of damage all across Middle Tennessee this morning from the storms that went through for the last 12, 14 hours. Still some traffic volume out here on 24 westbound. Coming up through the Antioch area in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Still on the scene of a couple of accidents. Second in Woodland Street that should be over to the site here in the next few minutes. Still some volume, but it looks good right now on 65 through Brentwood and Franklin. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on that new menu. Order online today. It's easy. Just log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal. We're going to have mostly guys willing to come here and understand what it means to wear the Kentucky uniform. This is bigger than themselves. That's going to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy as the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Tom Myrtle Beach and Bill. JC needs a couple of seconds. He can fill it up easily.
Yep.
This is an interesting observation by Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. He's a Clemson guy, as all of you know. I think there's some merit to this. He says, Bill, I think that opener, that Georgia game, Clemson-Georgia, might decide how Dabo goes about the transfer portal going forward. Close game and he stays the same. If we get blown out, he'll have to make a change. Typically, I would not make much observation about one game. But I think he's got a point. If we get validation, let me rephrase. If we get further validation that Clemson is not a superpower, they're good. They're not a superpower. And they're not trending towards being a superpower again. Get blown out by Georgia. The rest of the season, you go 8-4, 9-3. Does Dabo at that point, and again, that's a what if. Maybe they go 10-2. But I'm just saying, does Dabo at that point reverse course on his blueprint ideas? Or does he stay stubborn? Now, the flip side of that, hey, Bill, what if it's a really close game? Maybe Georgia pulls it out, but, I mean, it's tight. Clemson absolutely fights them the whole way and had their chances. And then they go 10-2 and they're in the playoffs. What's next? Well, that's the other side of it. Throw that one out there, too. If that's the case, I doubt he plays in the portal much, if at all. That's also possible. Jeff 2 says, Bill, that radio clip that got played might be prophetic. Florida State and Clemson could be in a stalemate if the SEC and the B1G don't budge. I don't think the SEC needs them either. I know I'm fighting on this hill alone, but I've long argued that if the SEC expands, it should be North Carolina and Virginia. I think one of the missing pieces of the puzzle would be what the television network thinks, ESPN, and then in the Big Ten's case, Fox, NBC, CBS, about new schools and the additional money that would it take. You're not going to long divide. You're not giving up money to bring in another team. That's unclear, whichever league we're talking about. And this theory that Florida State and Clemson would not be playing this dangerous game of chicken if they did not have a good feel for their comfort level in a future league. Now, I think that's a reasonable theory. But it still has some risk to it. And there's a missing piece there that we don't quite know the answer to. I think I know the way it's going to end up, but I don't think we know the little pieces. If we're looking at a crime scene, we're looking at little clues. There's some pieces that are missing, some clue pieces that don't quite fit yet. That may all fit here in a year or two, right? Maybe we look back and say, oh, that's what it was. That probably will happen. But it is interesting. It is interesting. I'm wondering what they're thinking. I think that they probably feel good about the comfort level of their future. And it's not going to be in the ACC. I think that's clear. Is that a mistake? Or is all of this worth it regardless of how it ends up? They got to get out of that league. Maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe that's it. It's this one's going to be fun, man. However it finishes up, it's going to be fun. Ken in Middle Georgia. Plus, if the ACC falls to 13 or less schools, I think it will be forced to renegotiate with ESPN. That's why they added the Northern California schools, Stanford and Cal, and then SMU. SMU kind of bought their way in by not taking money. Remember, SMU raised $500 million from their boosters. As a let us in, we won't take money for a while. We've got this war chest we can draw from. Remember that? That's what happened. And that was to not fall under the minimum number of teams necessary as per the contract with ESPN. If so, you incur a penalty financially. That's what that was all about. Had nothing to do with those teams are going to add to the league. They're not. Those schools, they're not. They're not additive. Yeah, not at all. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagin will be with us. We tape him this morning at about 11:05. Patton and I do. Also, the Angelic Massivi. Coach Pete will join us. Always a pleasure there. And then Brad Powers, Hour 3. All that gambling. All the sinful stuff. That's Hour 3. Good show, y'all. 3 hours of pure pleasure every day. That's the way I look at it. Lashbox.